And flour used, if you didn't buy it in a barrel, it used to come in a...
In a flour bag?
Mm-hmm. Made out of...
Material.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that feed used to come in?
The what used to come in?
What feed used to come in. Cattle feed.
Sack.
Mm-hmm. What kind of sack?
Well, that's two types. There's a cloth sack and a paper sack.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it comes in paper sacks, huh?
What about that rough brown cloth?
Itzle. That's what they call it. That's Spanish about the but hello. Buenos días. Te hablaba con Beck. Yo le hablo. Dice, ¿cuánto quieren por el carro? ¿Cuánto quiere 1950? Bueno, yo estuve preguntando y buscando en el libro, y el libro le presta $1,000 sobre el carro, y más o menos el libro se vende por $1,700. Es que él quiere como $250 más de lo que pide el libro que publican cada mes. Bueno, déjame hablar con él, pero... me dijo Polo, como le dijo usted, que tenía muchas extras, ¿no? Y déjame hablar con Beck a ver qué me dice. ¿Eh? ¿Por qué no compró un carro nuevo, dice? Seis chiquitos, chiquitos. Quiere grandes. Ajá. Bueno, déjame hablar con Beck a ver qué dice él. ¿Eh? Ok. Adiós. Woman cloth?
Mm-hmm.
The feet?
Mm-hmm.
They used to come in. But now we buy it all on paper sacks.
What was the Spanish?
Itzle. Saco de Itzle.
Uh-huh. What about gunny sack or croquet sack?
Gunny sack, yeah, but we don't use it anymore. Mm-hmm. Part of gunny sack, but...
Is that the same thing as the Itzle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between the sack and the bag?
A bag is made out of paper, and a bag is made out of cloth. And a bag is does not have any openings when a cloth does.
A sack is made out of cloth?
No, a paper. A sack?
Uh-huh.
You asked me a question, what was the difference between what?
A bag and a sack.
A bag and a sack.
Uh-huh.
What I would call a bag made out of paper, and mm-hmm. a sack made out of cloth.
Mm-hmm. And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a
cork.
What if it's not made out of cork? Maybe it's a glass?
Or you could stick it in the top back on.
Uh-huh. What would you call it if, like on some of those bottles, something made out of glass you could stick in? Would you call it a cork if it's made out of glass?
No. I wouldn't. I wouldn't know what I'd call it, but I wouldn't call it a cork.
Okay. And a musical instrument that you play like this?
Flute.
What, that you just blow on?
Harmonica.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
No.
What about something that you play like that?
Oh. That's what your daddy plays. What do they call it? I don't know what they call it.
The harmonica he calls a juice harp.
No, the other one. The one he plays like
that's
that.
A juice harp.
I don't know. I never bothered to know what they call it.
Lunch is ready.
Okay.
Yeah. Were you ever around the farm?
Yeah.
Much at all?
Quite a bit.
Well, do you ever, you know, a wagon? An old-fashioned wagon? If you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses,
what do you call it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of a pole or spear or a tongue of a wagon?
Yeah, tongue.
What about with the buggy?